Milwaukee was a key source of votes for Doyle in the November election. His transition team said it wanted to thank the community for its support and celebrate with those who couldn't make it to Madison for today's swearing-in at the state capitol. An interfaith breakfast at a Milwaukee YMCA featured performances by a mix of arts groups and prayers from a Muslim, a Catholic, a Baptist, and a Jew. Doyle commented on the diversity.
When I see a priest, a rabbi, a leader of Muslim women on the stage, and a Baptist minister, I start thinking about various jokes I can tell. But I will refrain from that and thank...
Doyle also says his own family has grown more diverse over the generations and now includes a variety of ethnicities. He says the state of Wisconsin has also come together as a family and now must work together to deal with its problems like the massive budget deficit. A Milwaukee man, Samuel Sims, says he thinks Doyle can whip the deficit devil.
He has some charisma. He has some dedication. And I think he knows the problem firsthand. And he seems to, even though he hasn't made all his appointments, I think he's moving in the right direction.
Sims says he hopes Doyle can fix the budget woes without raising taxes. But others say Doyle can't just look at axing programs. Sheila Turner is looking for the Democrat to improve the job market, especially for women and minorities, in the state's Welfare to Work program.
Because I believe that Tommy Thompson did make a difference as far as the beginnings of W-2, but I don't think that right now, as the economy stands, that it's doing much for the African Americans and women here in Milwaukee.
After the corporate and privately funded breakfast in Milwaukee, Doyle went to Madison for a $500 a person fundraiser last night. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.